weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Let's see if we can't bridge the gap between what Israel's doing over there and what they're doing over here. Obviously, there's a attempt now to by Israel to shield themselves from the backlash to their own actions. Part of that is by no longer being dependent on American foreign aid, since they know that that's likely going to go away soon. So what they're doing is trying to establish a partnership with America. They did a very similar thing with Ukraine when it looked like Donald Trump was going to win the election in 2024. And even before then, they Trump-proofed Ukraine aid by basically signing five-year agreements between Ukraine and the United States government that basically you couldn't get out of because the Senate agreed to it. So the president doesn't have a right to overcome it. And so basically didn't matter who got elected. They would be receiving the aid anyway. This is kind of what's happening here, where instead of foreign aid, it'll be seen as investment, or it'll be seen as in-kind, you know, donation, cooperations. From Information Liberation, Prime Minister Netanyahu is working to secure U.S. aid for Israel indefinitely by retooling our special relationship from one of quote unquote aid to a supposed quote unquote partnership. The headline out of Netanyahu's 60 Minutes interview on Sunday was Netanyahu's claim that it's time they weaned themselves off of the quote remaining military support they received from America. In reality, CBS News under Larry Ellison's handpicked editor Barry Weiss just deceptively edited out the part to hide the fact that Netanyahu was actually seeking to rebrand our aid as a, quote, partnership. Barry Weiss's CBS deceptively cut out the part of the interview where Netanyahu clarified that rather than getting aid from the U.S., he wants us to have a so-called partnership. I want to draw the aid down, he said. And then I want to suggest projects, joint projects for intel, for weapons, for missile defense. What he's describing is taking military tech such as missile defense, which we funded, and then selling it back to us as some sort of partnership. This isn't just missing from the clip below. It was chopped out of the full show, too, without any clear cuts. Note, too, he says he wants to start now and not wait until the next Congress because he knows the American people don't want to give Israel a dime, as I highlighted last year. At the same time that Netanyahu was pushing this nonsense about weaning from the U.S., the Israeli lobby was quietly plotting to secure an aid package for the Jewish state that would span 25 years rather than 10 in order to insulate the relationship against any future U.S. political vagaries and uncertainties. It now appears as if they're going to rebrand this aid as a partnership. And in reality, they are setting up a partnership in a lot of ways. As we explained yesterday, whether it's the cyber dome that accused pedophile Tom Alexandrovich is in charge of, where they're bringing in NATO, the Five Eye countries, Germany, and American cyber defense will be managed by Israel. Now, Israel is not America. So why we would have any sort of partnership where we relied on them for intelligence or relied on them for defensive information is absurd. We have all of the ability to generate all of that information ourselves. Of course, there's a constant string of lies about, you know, the ability of the Mossad is just so much better than ours. And, oh, we would just be lost and blind without them, as if we would even need to have eyes in the Middle East if it weren't for our dedicated relationship with Israel. Anyway, Israel isn't just spending its own money. Every major arms contract is listed on congressional record as FMF funded, U.S. grants, not Israeli funds. They're signing against future aid they haven't received yet. The outstanding balance is over $47 billion. Here's how you know Israel isn't spending its own money. When other countries like Qatar buy U.S. arms, the congressional notification says funding source, national funds. When Israel buys U.S. arms, it says funding source, foreign military financing, that is U.S. taxpayer grants. And do you remember, I just recently, and I cannot encourage you enough to go watch this documentary called Nick Fuentes vs. Charlie Kirk, The Groyper War Documentary. It's on YouTube by a user named Militant Groyper. And you do not have to be a Groyper to watch this. You don't have to be a fan of Nick Fuentes to watch this. It's a very well done documentary that really just presents the facts. And I posted this on X, but just say it here. The mainstream media is not going to cover these types of events like the Groyper War. If you aren't familiar with the Groyper War, basically, Charlie Kirk had a speaking tour in 2019 where he went around and challenged college students to go up to the microphone and talk to him. Normally, it would be, you know, left wing sort of socialist dummies that go up and, you know, demand he supports transgenderism and he would just knock them down. But what happened was followers of Nick Fuentes and really just right wingers in general started to go up and ask questions about the USS Liberty or foreign aid to Israel. And again, totally fascinating, like monumental political event. It also is no small part of why I've been defending Nick Fuentes on X a little bit, because like this was 2019. He was leading the charge in 2019 and paying the price for it and going toe to toe with the likes of TPUSA and their entire power structure. So for people who just woke up to reality in 2024 to be like, screw this kid, it's like, you got to show him some respect. It's the same way I feel about Alex Jones. He's put in the work. He's proven he's got the stuff. He has made a difference already, and you benefit from the effect, the change effect that, that he's caused. So show some respect for the guy and what he's done already. Even if you disagree with him or whatever, you know, to disrespect him is kind of silly. It's an important thing what he's been able to do. This guy's only got 1.5. So it's a really amazing documentary, and I want to encourage you to go watch it, because we need more content like this, because if we lived in a normal country, this event, which went on for weeks and was a huge deal and, you know, dominated the X conversation, no mainstream media outlet is ever going to make anything about this, let alone an honest retelling of the story. And it's important for us to understand. It's political history here in America. And yet you'll never get that, you know, story on 60 Minutes. You'll never get the profile of how this, you know, worked out aired on CBS News or ABC or anywhere else. So we need people with talent and ability to do the work. It took a lot of work. I'll tell you right now, I've edited documentaries to find all the footage, put all the clips in order, make sure it all fits on the timeline. It tells the story in a compelling way. It's extremely well done. And you should know that anybody out there making good political content that tells a good story that supports America's belief system, the Alex Jones Network is going to support it and encourage you to make more and do what we can to get more of this stuff made. But all this is to the side, because it was a reminder, and I hadn't heard it in a while. So it was nice to go back and watch this video from 2019 to rehear the talking point that they used to always throw out, which was, sure, there's all this aid to Israel, but actually they have to spend it with us. So really it's just like aid to us. You remember that? That used to be the stock line. If you questioned aid to Israel, that's what they would say. And it's absurd on the face of it. It's like me saying, I didn't give him a car. I gave him $20,000 and he bought the car from me. You gave him a car, dude. I don't know what to tell you. You gave him money. He gave it back to you and you gave him a thing. You just gave him a thing. All of this pretend shifting of money doesn't make any sense. It's not real. So it's a good reminder of like how things have changed. They don't say that anymore, do they? Because it's ridiculous, because it's an absurd thing for them to say. Well, sure, we give stuff to Israel, but really it's just like supporting America. It's good for American business. No, it's not. And if that's the excuse, what else could we be, you know, using that money on? What if we used it to buy, I don't know, bridges and things like that here in America? But no, we're going to give it to Israel so they can buy bombs from us. Great. So clearly there's been this evolution of the way in which Israel is reacting to their negative propaganda here in America, their negative reputation here in America, to try to shield their income from, you know, political vicissitudes. Let's talk about an Israeli agent, as I perceive it, here in America. The gay whale himself, Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian Gorka, who is in fact a homosexual killer whale, which is almost too cool for him. Sperm whale. He's like a homosexual sperm whale, and he has long had the knives out for the alternative media or anybody that he perceives as insufficiently loyal to the state of Israel. Now, I have people telling me he's an American citizen. I have people telling me he's not Jewish. I don't know. I don't really care. The man is a foreign agent, in my opinion, and evinces all of the characteristics one would expect of a hostile and subversive traitor to this country. His latest statement is like a bunch of these things combined, because not only is he saying that Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson are domestic terrorists for the language that they use. So like that alone, it's like, okay, he thinks that language is terrorism, and he thinks that Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes, American citizens, expressing their opposition to a suicidal and genocidal war of another state, somehow deserve to be punished for that by the U.S. government. Totally, completely insane. Oh no. Oh, am I a domestic terrorist for calling you a gay whale, Sebastian? But he's felt this way for a long time, and I'll go to the clip of him saying the thing about Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes. But let's start with my interaction with him, because we haven't talked about it in a while. It was a very interesting event. And once again, it was the type of thing we used to do a lot. You know, before the bankruptcy, we used to be able to go out and go to events and interview people and, you know, find that's terrifying. You know, find people we want to talk to and interview them. It was very fun. We're going to get back to that. So, again, please do go to thealexjonesstore.com to make sure that we, you know, are fully intact and fully ready to, you know, really.